Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are some of the benefits of belonging to the Indianola Chamber of Commerce? Let's go in-depth with President and CEO, Brenda Easter. So Brenda, how long have you been Chamber Director?
I've been with the Indianola Chamber for 3 years.
And how's it going?
It's going great.
But, I mean, you're just crazy busy. You must have a lot of things coming up.
We are incredibly busy. We're blessed to be living and working in a community that's growing. And we are making all kinds of movement in residential development. We're making improvements in our infrastructure, meaning the sewers and the roads and all those things that are important to people who live here. We're making a major investment in a law enforcement center, which has been a great process, meaning we started it about 3 years and we just passed a bond referendum in August. So we're actually going to be moving forward with design of what the law enforcement center is going to look like. And, internally, it's got to be very functional, and externally, we want it to kind of be an iconic building for the downtown square. So on that front, we have all kinds of wonderful things growing in this really fine community.
Well, you want a courthouse with some stature, some presence, some beauty, right?
We do want a courthouse that, historically the courthouse has been one of those statues, if you will, that's the heart of a community. And it's there for 100 years or more. Because of where we're at with our current courthouse, that just wasn't an option where we could continue to value what we currently have. And so it's really a great opportunity for our community to take a step back and say, what do we want people 100 years from now to think about? What does that look like? And what is that going to mean to the next generations moving forward? And so, what we have today is this really iconic building. It looks like a courthouse, right? The courthouse that you're most likely seeing in many communities. They're old and they're nostalgic and they have a lot of history. When you tear one down, it's not as easy to maintain that history, yet it's important to a community. But what's also equally important to the community is the future. We really have an opportunity to build something today that will have that major impact for the future, what the next generations will value. So that's what we're doing. I'm on part of a team that works weekly on trying to figure out what that looks like. Given the fact that the world around us is changing, the old courthouse style maybe isn't what we're going to be going for. Maybe it's important for us to build something that's nostalgic in a different way, in a way that's going to grasp the future generations, 3, 4, or 5 generations down the road. And at that point, they're going to say, wow, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. That's really neat that they captured that moment. So that's what we're doing today.
As you look forward, everybody wants Indianola to be a city of growth and prosperity, and the chamber fits right in with that.
We do. Our focus as a chamber is really two. Well, really one. We want economic prosperity for the entire community. That means our local businesses are thriving. They're doing well. That means our community, we're working on projects that improve the overall quality of life here. And then the chamber works on some of the fun things, right? We'll host some events, some activities that are unique to Indianola to really bring people together. I think the gathering place is what makes it a community like Indianola really special. And it's the gathering place, those moments where you can bring your family, your friends, your children together. And, it's part of the quality of life that we're looking for.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with President and CEO of the Indianola Chamber of Commerce, Brenda Easter. The chamber is focused on business growth and development, attracting new businesses, I presume, growing, you know, local businesses, maybe inspiring somebody, helping a new business, bringing the community together, and then also bringing people from out of town. Is that pretty much get it?
Yeah, we have a hand in all three of those things. So tourism is another one of those things. We want to attract people to Indianola. We have some wonderful treasures. I call them treasures or assets, if you will, that people will enjoy. You know, we have wonderful parks. We have a beautiful Lake Aquabi and a few other, Banner Lake and a few others. We have some trails, so people like to bike or run, take a walk. We have some beautiful trails that connect us to some of the other local communities around us. You know, and we have the National Balloon Classic. We have the Des Moines Metro Opera. We have the second largest county fair in Iowa. So in the summer, we're just booming, right? We have all kinds of things and reasons why people should come to Indianola. But the other part of that is attracting people to Indianola who might want to consider living here, right? Mm-hmm. And those quality of life things that we just talked about, the tourism, the other things that, you know, make it really interesting to live here, it's part of the work that we do. You know, we want to invite people, not just from Indianola, but from the surrounding areas and those who are looking for a new place to live to consider Indianola. So it's important work. You know, we have our fingers. A chamber does a lot for a community. Sometimes people don't realize everything that we do because we don't always maybe tell our story the best, right? Because we're so busy doing the work, we forget to tell our own story. But we do work with economic development. We work with our partners, the city, the economic development office here, Warren County Economic Development. We work with all those entities in trying to build a strong business environment, but then also to attract new business to Indianola. We work with, you know, our local attractions, right? The Des Moines Metro Opera. We work with the Balloon Classic and all those partners, right? To attract people here. We want people to come in and experience Indianola, to think Indianola before they go anywhere else. And then obviously, we want to build better businesses. It's really hard to attract businesses, new businesses, to a community where the current businesses are closing. We want to build a strong environment. We want to help those businesses be successful, whether that means providing resources, connecting them to resources, doing a little coaching, if you will, to help them maybe figure out, you know, what happened or what they did 20 years ago isn't really relevant today. How do we make them relevant in today's world? It's a pretty big job.
Well, yeah, it's changing so fast. I mean, things that you thought were going to be here forever, for example, our big department stores are just, you know, some of them are gone. Sears filed for bankruptcy.
They did. I mean, when you look at our retail environment today, it doesn't look anything like it did 5 years ago. And a lot of the big boxes are closing, taking bankruptcy. So what do you think that does to the small business owner, the boutiques?
I think it gives them some opportunities, doesn't it?
It should give them opportunities, but we need to make sure that our boutiques are have the right tools in place to let it be known that they're still open for business. And so part of the business services that we offer to our to all the local businesses is our different strategies to expose, to help connect them, and obviously grow their businesses. So That alone could be keep anyone busy all day long, because it's really important that people know that where they're at and how to get a hold of them, right? What they offer for a product. Why do I want to shop Indianola? Well, let me tell you, we have some of the most interesting boutiques. We have a really attractive mix of business, professional services, to the boutiques for shopping, to really cute, quaint little restaurants that nobody else has.
And you've mentioned some of the benefits of chamber membership. Are there more?
Oh my gosh. You know, we do. We have a whole package of business services that we offer to our businesses. And so as they're investing, you know, the dollars into the chamber, they're doing two things. One, they're investing in their business because we're offering them the resources they need. Sometimes we offer resources they don't know that they need, but we make sure that they're available to them. And the second thing that we do is community betterment. We make sure that the business community is well representative. We're a voice. We're the seat at the table that makes sure that we're looking out for the best interests of all of our businesses. Again, policies that change, you know, could be Indianola city codes, or it could be a new development, or, you know, it's making sure that we don't get lost in the translation, if you will. We want to make sure that our local businesses have the right opportunities to expand if they want to. What does that mean? What do the kind of permits do they need? And the resources that they need to make it happen. We are very focused on helping the current business climate stay strong. You know, it takes us, you know, anywhere from 6 to 18 months to start a new business and get them up and running successfully. I'd much rather keep the ones that we already have here healthy so that they can continue to do business in Indianola and continue to work on adding a few to the mix. You know, any community can always use additional retail, some new restaurants, and additional things that make it really fun to live here.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with President and CEO of the Indianola Chamber of Commerce, Brenda Easter. And what do people say? Hey, here's what's happening with my business. You have any thoughts? Is it that informal?
Absolutely. We have people who walk through the door every single day that said, you know, I'm really struggling. I need some resources to help me with this. And we connect them. You know, sometimes it's the services that we offer and we can get them what they need really quick. Sometimes it's connecting them with perhaps a business organization like the Small Business Development Center, who has additional resources that can help make them successful. Sometimes they need some financing, right? So it's connecting them with our local banks or, you know, programs that might be available to a small business to help them grow, right? To help them expand. So, you know, I think a Chamber of Commerce, while we're a voice for business, we're also that connection. You know, we try to make sure that they have what they need when they need it, and get the expertise from other maybe members. And maybe if we don't have anybody with the expertise locally, then we connect them maybe somewhere else. But the goal, obviously, is success. And sometimes when you're running that business and you're wearing a CEO down to janitor hat, you don't always have time to look. You don't always have time to know necessarily what the problem is. But the minute you talk to someone else and find the resources you need, it's done. You're able to move forward, and that's what we want.
Well, we're heading into the fall season, and next thing we know, it's going to be the holidays. I'm sure you're planning for events coming up.
We do. We have two major events coming up. We have our Shop Local Saturday. Small Business Saturday, as you know, is the Saturday after Black Friday. And this year it is November 24th. It's a Saturday. And we've got some fun things scheduled, planned for that holiday. We're going to open Santa House for one thing. So local kids ready to tell their secrets to Santa will have the opportunity at the Santa House. But most importantly, we're planning a Shop Local day where the downtown stores on the square and all of the businesses around are going to be hosting in-store specials. We're going to be having holiday music, hopefully maybe by KNIA, on the square to put everyone in the mood. Let's just face it, that's the weekend where everybody plans to shop.
It sounds fun.
Everybody plans on getting those gifts for their loved ones, and we are going to be inviting everyone to think Indianola for the holidays. and try to make it something special so they'll remember it going forward and want to come again next year. And then we, after that, the following week, we have our holiday extravaganza. The holiday extravaganza is just a magical night. It's one of those events that we create an evening of memories. And as we have young people starting young families and those families grow up, we want them to think Indianola. We want them to come back to Indianola and raise their families. And why? Because we have these really magical moments. The holiday extravaganza is just a fun event. Yes, it's outside, and yes, it's November 30th. So you may have to put on your winter coat and some gloves, but it is really a fun evening. We have a lineup of all kinds of great activities. We have the horse-drawn wagon rides. We'll have train rides. We'll have Santa House open again. We're going to have an entertainment stage where they have a local, we call it our elf entertainment stage, where elf is going to be entertaining with local talent all evening long. We're going to have the lighting of the trees. So, you know, we have the big magical countdown, and then boom, we turn on the light on the corner of the square. We have, you know, around the shops around the square, they're going to have a festival of trees. So people can just walk around and enjoy the beauty of these wonderfully decorated trees. But what's kind of fun about that is the businesses on the square have been so gracious to host other businesses not on the square who might like to participate. And then we're going to have a little competition. We'll have the People's Choice Award and the most creative and the best themed trees, and they'll get a little reward for that. But mostly it's for the community. We really want the holidays to be special here. We want people to remember the things that bring families together. And I think the holiday extravaganza is just one of those events that does that.
Thanks to Brenda Easter for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com, on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.